Dreamscape presents Saints and Sinners by Edna O'Brien. Copyright 2011 by Edna O'Brien. This audiobook was produced with permission of Little Brown and Company. Read by Suzanne Burtish. Shovel Kings. In one lapel was a small green and gold harp, and in the other a flying angel. His blue jacket had seen better days. He wore a black felt Homburg hat, and his white hair fell in coils almost to his shoulders. His skin was sallow, but his huge hands were a dark nut brown, and on the right hand he had a lopsided knuckle, obviously caused by some injury. Above it on the wrist, he wore a wide black strap. He could have been any age, and he seemed like a man on whom a permanent frost had settled. He drank the Guinness slowly, lifting the glass with a measured gravity. We were in a massive pub named Biddy Mulligan's in North London on St. Patrick's Day, and the sense of expectation was palpable. Great banners with Happy St. Patrick draped on the walls, and numerous flat television screens carried pictures of the homeland, featuring hills, dales, lakes, tidy towns, and highlights of famed sporting moments down the years. Little votive lamps, not unlike Sacred Heart lamps, were nailed in corners to various wooden beams and seemed talismanic on that momentous...